Welcome to my podcast. This is a podcast where I introduce the social injustice of police brutality and unnecessarily excessive force used by police officers. I will go over events of this happening and how the case has turned out, along with the overall occurrence of it in today's history, and even interview some people on the subject. The actual term police brutality was first used by American newspapers in 1872, when the Chicago News reported the excessive abuse of a civilian by a law enforcer under arrest at the Harrison Police Station. The origin of modern policing, based on the authority of the nation or state, can be brought back to the 18th century France, with police departments being established in many places by the 18 to 1900s. Records suggest that labor strikes were the first officially recognized incidents of police brutality in the United States, including events like the Great Railroad Strike of 1877, the Lawrence Textile Strike of 1912, the Ludlow Massacre of 1914, and even the Hanapepe Massacre of 1924. All of these were caused by police using their authority the wrong way, and using excessive force on the people involved. All of these made national news, and many places were reporting on them. In modern times, especially in the United States, it is common for marginalized groups, races, and ethnicities to perceive the police as people who will harm them, rather than the people protecting their country due to the statistically proven facts of police brutality against them, especially during incarceration. Statistics include a 2006 Department of Justice report, which showed that out of 26,556 citizen complaints made in 2002 about excessive use of police force among large agencies, representing 5% of agencies and 59% of officers, only 2,000 were found to have merit. Between 2000 to 2009, there were only ever 5,000 cases of this happening, and only about 50 of them were cases with convicted officers. Not only that, but black people are 3 times more likely to be killed by police officers than white people or Hispanic people. In 2019 alone, there were more police killings than actual murders happening by citizens, and 99% of killings left officers without a criminal charge. More than half of the police killings were on unarmed people posing as no threat to the officer, and the rate of unarmed black deaths was 5 times more than armed white deaths. Are there any famous police brutality cases you have heard of?
Well, I mean, the recent protest after the death of George Floyd has been very big right now, and that was very big police brutality. I mean, what happened was he was kneed in the neck, and he was a black man, so.
I know. Honestly, that sounds like really bad. I actually haven't heard of that case before, but it does sound like during a protest, that does sound very important. I would assume, though, that the officer didn't get convicted. Do you know that?
No, he did not, which I do think is a little bit weird brutality, especially because it was against a black man. And there have been many protests that have been violent, actually. They've had to call in the National Guard. So yeah. I think the police officer definitely should have been convicted.
On that topic, do you think the police justice system is discriminatory to black people?
I think it is, and it always has been. And I think that the issue with that is that there the people who are in the police force believe in discrimination still. And yeah. I think that affects what they do.
Mm-hmm. How many times more likely do you think black people are to be killed than white people?
I mean, if you look at the statistics, I'd say almost like 5 times more.
Yeah, that's actually really close. About 5.2 times more likely than white people. And honestly, that's really saddening knowing that just the people that are supposed to be protecting us and protecting our country from crime are intentionally hurting people just because of their race. So, in fact, on that, what solutions do you think could help stop this from happening?
I think one of the solutions could be what our country has always been fighting for, and that's just stopping discrimination. for everybody. I think that there have been many actions taken against discrimination, but I think that it can't get fully eliminated until our whole country stands up against it.
I know. I completely agree with you. In fact, what's also even more a little disheartening is that we have tried to do that, but almost at least under 10% of actual officers have actually used the safety measures put in place. And that's also really saddening just because we're trying to stop this from happening and they're just willfully ignoring it. Yeah, so actually, have you heard of a no-knock raid?
I actually have. There was one in the past few years where the police were going to do a no-knock raid, but they did the wrong guy. And when the guy saw that there are people in his house in the middle of the night, he pulled out a gun to protect himself because he thought that they were intruders. And then the police shot and killed him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And what's really sad is they didn't get convicted for that. And that's, like, really disappointing because it's their fault that they entered the wrong house and he was simply just acting as self-defense, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. In fact, on my last question, what percentage of officers do you think get convicted on average?
I'd say maybe 10-15%.
Well, I got bad news for you because it's actually less than 1% of officers got convicted from 2015 to 2019 in cases of police brutality, and even few of those actually got criminal charges.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really saddening. Anyway, thank you for coming onto my podcast. It was really fun to have you, and I liked the answers to your and liked your answers to my questions. So, bye.
Thank you.
Many policies have been implemented for how to prevent police brutality. One proposed solution is to have cameras placed around the bodies of officers. The theory of using body cameras is that police officers will be less likely to use unneeded force on a suspect if they have knowledge that their actions are being taped and recorded in real time. During a case study attempting to prove that the cameras helped in the cause, researchers found reason to believe police used less force with suspects when they had body cameras. However, there's a debate having to do with police using the equipment properly. Recording a police officer's entire on-time shift and not allowing for police officers to deactivate recording of cases would cause an issue from the large amount of data the camera would accumulate and large costs, leading upwards of $30 million and hundreds of terabytes of video footage. However, developers are still researching further alternatives to eradicate this problem.